stand by. Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's IBM Tivoli Talk Security TAM ESSO Update AP call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the call over to Mr. Joe Skofich. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay, thank you, and good morning, folks, and welcome. We've got some pretty exciting news. I think many of you have probably heard from the earlier call that this call is, and probably saw the announcement in the press release. This call is basically to give you an update on the recent acquisition that IBM made of a company called Incentuate. Incentuate, a leading provider of single sign-on technologies. So we're going to go through a few of the particulars around Incentuate, and beginning on slide three, we'll talk a little bit about the company itself. Incentuate was founded in 2001. They're privately held. They've got about 40 employees worldwide, headquartered in both Redwood City, California, as well as a development lab in Singapore. And I know in this part of the world, having your development lab and level three support closest to you is probably something that you value most. As I mentioned, Incentuate, a leading provider of single sign-on technologies. The intent here is that Incentuate will become the next version of TAM for ESSO. Now, just a little background, we've had a very large amount of success in selling single sign-on in the 2 years that we've been doing this. Many thanks to you in terms of selling this technology and the market demand for this technology. IBM has made a decision to take this to the next level and actually own and control the development and roadmap from this day forward. So I think it's a pretty exciting move, and it's a pretty good day for both Incentuate and IBM. So if we look at slide four, why Incentuate? Looking at some of the key differentiators that Incentuate brings to this market. Very quick and nice and slick to demo. There is we'll point to a link later on in the slide deck for an example of that demo. Very quick to implement, quick time to value. One of the nice features around the way the products from Incentuate are architected is it's centered around the J2EE platform, which is not only very valuable to IBM, but as well as its IBM customers. This makes the deployment and ongoing maintenance much easier for customers to deal with. There is obvious synergy into provisioning with TIM, natural synergies into the Access Manager for e-business and Federation, much like the current TAM ESSO that we have today. The other really nice thing about Incentuate is there is an immediate set, a very large set, of referenceable customers. In doing the due diligence and the evaluation, every customer that we talked to really had very good things and very nice things to say, not only about the technology, but about the people at Incentuate in terms of understanding their business and really knowing how to make single sign-on work in their different and disparate environments. This also contributes to solving some of the other identity management problems, making sure that we lower the help desk costs, minimize the vulnerabilities associated with weak passwords, and so forth. So if we advance to slide five, just kind of a little bit deeper dive in some of the customer challenges that we're facing in the market today, poor user productivity, weak password security, all of these we've been selling into for the last couple of years. Incentuate's value, automating the enterprise single sign-on process to enhance that productivity and improve security, as well as document the user logon experience for compliance purposes. Another nice thing about Incentuate is a very broad support for many of the common applications that are out there. We're talking out-of-the-box support for a number of the applications above and beyond what we're able to do with TAM for ESSO today. If we look at the different applications that are not included in that list, then you look at customizing and adapting into those applications. Again, we found a very good strength with Incentuate's technology and its ability to adapt quickly into the various types of applications. So we look at some of the other features, centralized auditing and reporting. This is something that's very important for the IT auditors and for the folks that are interested in compliance. Many of the applications out there today that sit behind a single sign-on tool do not offer the appropriate login information that are required for many of the regulations. By front-ending it with technology from Incentuate, with its enhanced logging capabilities, we can now offer better support for those logging situations. The session management, and this became apparent with the particular vertical that Incentuate is very successful in, which is healthcare. The session management that comes with the tool is very nice and very easy to use and very user-friendly for folks that are constantly switching in and out of the various workstations. So doctors and nurses and so forth, these folks are the ones that are basically using the tool more often than not and really getting a very good experience. There are some really good quotes out there in the press release and some of the various docs that we'll point to later that allude to this. If we look at going into slide 6, this is just you've seen a similar document before with the concentric circles overlapping and showing you the different pieces of technology, taking single sign-on, melding it into the web access environment, and eventually migrating it into the federated world, and then of course the encompassing audit and compliance story around that. Incentuate really is going to be key in making sure that we execute on those legacy systems and bringing those legacy systems forward so that we can take them to the ultimate level of identity management. Looking at slide 7, really kind of talks about the architecture behind Incentuate. From a front end, we're improving the user experience, which is always good. And from the back end, there's a lot more capabilities and extensions with the tool, one of those being with the adaptation into strong authentication or second factor authentication. This was another plus for Incentuate in terms of when we interviewed the customers and talked to the customers and asked them what some of their favorite features were. The integration into second factor and strong authentication was at the top of their list. Buying occasions in slide 8. I think we've all seen these before, so we won't dive into them too deeply, but the last two, security and compliance, and you know, many times people forget to associate these buying occasions with a single sign-on tool. Single sign-on tools are always thought to be a productivity or enhancement tool. But as I mentioned earlier, keep in mind there are several homegrown written applications, some even purchased commercially available applications that don't offer the level of security or the required password changes or the required password strength required to meet some of the very stringent regulations that are out there today. By front-ending those applications with a single sign-on tool and possibly taking it to the next level, linking it into a second or strong authentication, then you're providing better security around that app overall. And compliance as well. That's, you know, a given around, you know, enhancing the strength of the password, but more importantly, making sure that we capture the correct logon information so that we can adhere to compliance. Slide 9, Competitive landscape, another really nice thing that comes with Incentuate is some very good knowledge around some of the competitors that we've had challenges in selling against. The obvious Computer Associates with their single sign-on tool, we've both been selling very successfully against them. Active Identity, of course, they've seen probably more active identity than we have these days. But the two other at the end of the list, Centillion, primarily in healthcare, is where you'll see these guys in the context switching and trying to provide provisioning and single sign-on. But given the presence that Incentuate has in the healthcare, Centillion is one of the competitors that they see. We're also seeing those them in the U.S. as well. And Imprivata. Imprivata is a player, especially in the U.S., that's offering the appliance-based solution. We've had some difficulties in selling against them in the past. Incentuate brings some very nice, fresh ideas in how to compete in that particular space. And, of course, we all know the obvious competitor that's not on the list. As we go forward with the Incentuate technology, we're going to have to keep in mind that PathLogix will move from business partner to competitor in this particular space. So keep that in mind as you're thinking about your deals and you're negotiating through your deals through the end of this quarter and the next, that's the situation that we're in. Moving on to slide 10, what can customers expect? Well, the Incentuate product is now available. Any IBM customer can request that through their sellers. That would be you guys. And we have a process in place to begin to, present the new customers with the technology and the proposals and the quotes, et cetera, as well as present that to our existing customers so that we can get them on the Incentuate technology as quickly as possible. The Tivoli Access Manager for Enterprise Single Sign-On customers, there is an upgrade path. We also have funded in the business plan some services and assistance that we are willing to provide to get the customer from where they've gone with TAM for ESSO today and basically get them at the same level or the same point in time with the Incentuate technology. Mike Hahn is on the call, and he'll talk a little bit later about some of those services and how to engage, et cetera. The Incentuate customers, the IBM roadmap expands its capabilities. They're familiar with the technology, and all we have to do there is simply upgrade them to IBM's worldwide customer support. Looking at slide 11, slide 11 breaks down the packaging and the pricing for the technology. There will be two basic components with two prices. This is different than what we've been selling today. I believe there were five PIDs. We'll move to essentially two PIDs. There will be a standard license, and in that standard license, since almost every time we sold TAM for ESSO, we included the desktop password reset adapter, that same capability exists with Incentuate. We'll also include that into standard license. We'll be selling that for around $69, which would include the year support. In the suite license, the additional capabilities are the standard license plus the strong authentication, which we feel like if we put that into the suite package, we're going to have more people use that. The session management, which, again, once you begin to see the technology and the demonstrations and see how easy it is to switch from the context of one user to another, the experience and the ability to demonstrate that is really going to show off its features. Customized tracking in terms of the who's logging on and when they're logging on and so forth. $99 a user U.S., again, including the year maintenance. Now, the one thing I will add that in the purchase of the technology, we talked to a number of the customers, and almost all of the customers purchased a minimum of 10 days services and support to get them going. It's going to be imperative that we do this going forward with this technology because we want it to be a success. In some of the customers that we talked to, even though they were very happy with Incentuate and the people. Some of them did admit that they tried to do some of this on their own, and they were not successful. So in reaction to that, as part of the offerings, there is a quick start package that we will be offering through Tivoli Lab Services. This will include 500 seats of the product with 1 year of support, and it includes 10 days of services to a limited set of applications. And more details on that in some of the collateral that will be provided on some of the areas that Mike Campbell's put up in the security notebook. Standard, quick start, if you're doing for the standard licenses, $35K. If you're doing it for the suite, it'll be $50K. Again, that includes the 10 days of services. So this is a great way to fund, let's say, a proof of concept and to bring in the right people and make it successful. The availability, I don't want to scare you there, but always have to have disclaimers there. I will tell you that Larry Dial and his folks have been, there's a first wave that's already graduated from the Incentuate enablement, ready to go and ready to be deployed. We have a second wave of folks that are actually going through the training and should be on their way out, ready to deploy soon. So we're very serious about getting the skills ramped up in this so that we can get our existing customers with the TAMI SSO, wherever they are in their deployment, get them upgraded and converted to the Incentuate technology as soon as possible. Slide 12, how do customers get started with Incentuate? So if we look at some of the typical deployments, you know, all the different industries out there, the deployment effort, the customer requirements, et cetera, these are kind of the particulars that you're going to want to go over with your customers. And, again, we've got the prices listed here, $69 for the standard seat and $99 for the suite. And the link to the demo, as promised, is on slide at the bottom of slide 12. In slide 13, I just want to introduce Mike Hahn at the moment in terms of going over the commitment for the commitment to our existing TAMI SSO customers and making sure that we get a smooth transition over to Incentuate. So, Mike, if you want to cover the materials here.
Sure. Great. Thanks, everyone. I think as we've gone through this discussion, this, you know, the important point to stress is that, you know, with our customers currently deployed on the PathLogix technology, it's important that we really highlight that we're continuing to support these customers. And from a standpoint of IBM, that can be a set of PMRs coming in or questions and so forth. So, you know, one of the main messages that we want to really ensure that we're messaging to our customers is that there is continued support. But along the way, and especially I've reached out to several sales teams and many of your peers already, that we really want to get in front of the customer, start to discuss the value of Incenture and really understand from their perspective what are the requirements that they are looking for. If they're in deployment, what types of production considerations do they have? And really our goal in this transition is that we begin the conversation with the customers both on highlighting the value of its Incenture as well as the discussion on how we start to plan for that transition to Incenture. And that can vary. It could be very soon if there may be a pilot that you can reach out to me immediately. We can try to look at how do we restart them on the pilot. Or it may be initially a planning discussion that will center around ensuring that we understand both their requirements, certainly you know, any considerations about their change windows, and then at a later date that we commit resources from IBM to help them in that transition from their current environment to the next one. And an important point is that, you know, for those customers that are in pilot, have begun the investment of those pilots or actually in production, you know, please reach out to me immediately. Those are the ones that we want to be absolutely sure we understand where they are and that we've got the right plan in place for each customer and that we can move them forward to Incenture. Those that have actually not even looked at the software and so forth, you know, certainly reach out to me that we want to help you in ensuring that they stay with IBM for their single sign-on solution. But, you know, as well, we want to be absolutely sure that where they are today, that we will support them, at least ensuring that they understand Accenture. So, again, our conversations with the customers in the last 2 days have been very positive. Certainly some of them in production have highlighted some concerns, but we're reaching out both to you as well as our business partners that we want to be in lockstep with what you're needing us to do and helping in that transition. Joe?
Okay, great, Mike. And just the last point on Mike's slide there, any customer that we haven't reached out to who you feel like should have been reached out to and we need to address, let Mike know as soon as possible and we'll get them in the queue. We've had a couple situations arise already between the call this morning and now where we didn't realize how far along the customer had gotten in their TAMISSO deployment. We also weren't aware of how valuable of a customer reference they were and how valuable they were to Tivoli as a whole. And we've made some adjustments there. So please stay in contact with us if you feel like that customer is important and we should be addressing that. Moving on to slide 14, let's talk a little bit about order and fulfillment. I know this is all at the top of everyone's minds. The first thing I want to point out is that during an acquisition, there is a process of pre-transfer of trade and post-transfer of trade. Two different processes. Normally in a pre-transfer of trade, there is a situation where we have a team of overlay sellers that come with the acquired company. In this case, Accenture was a technology buy. There are no dedicated direct sellers on the Accenture side that are going to be selling this technology. From this day forward, Tivoli sellers, that's you and business partners, you become the direct selling force for Accenture. Now, in order to make that happen from the transfer of trade, there are a couple of things that we have to do that's a little unique that might be new to many of us, and I'll go over some of those. So if we look at the announcement prior to Passport, which would be pre-transfer of trade, Accenture-branded products will be delivered and sold. IBM sellers and business partners, the direct sellers, and that would include everyone in the across the globe, will work with IBM America's Deal Hub for order assistance. And I'll cover some of those details shortly and as to why that is. Business partners, we're requesting that you sign up with Accenture directly and get an Accenture reseller agreement in place, so that quoting, invoicing, order fulfillment, all conducted via Accenture systems and processes can take place for you. Commissions and partner discounting, the commissions on net license fees will be processed manually, so please bear with us on that. And it's going to be based on order data provided by Accenture on a monthly basis. Partner discounts, again, that's going to depend on the agreement that you sign, the reseller agreement that you sign with Accenture. This will be a blue rinse contract. Remember, IBM has acquired Accenture, and Accenture pre-transfer of trade will operate as Accenture and IBM-owned company, independent until transfer of trade. If we look at slide 15 for the direct sellers, the order process, as I mentioned, we're going to be working with America's Deal Hub to help process some of these orders. What we need you to do is enter the lead into Siebel. Once we have the Siebel identifier, there is a link provided that you go to. You click on this link, and there's a couple of slides after this that will walk you through the information that they're going to be looking for. Deal Hub is going to validate the quote. You're going to attach your draft quote. Deal Hub is going to validate your draft quote, obtain the necessary approvals based on the delegation letter put forth by Accenture, and give you the appropriate guidance to present the solution. They'll also assist in the engagement of appropriate resources for negotiation to finalize the quote. Customer is ready to place the order. then going to contact the Deal Hub by email to your DH Connect. I'm sorry, your Deal Hub contact. Deal Hub's going to validate the order package, forward the order package for Incentuate for processing. The reason why we've engaged Deal Hub is simply this. Because we are operating pre-transfer of trade, there are a number of back-end processes that may have to change in the interim, and we wanted to change those back-end processes behind the sellers as opposed to having to communicate new procedures and new process to the sellers each and every time we did that. So if you follow this process using Deal Hub, you're not going to get caught up in any of the types of changes and ebb and flow that we have to do as we move towards transfer of trade. Once the order has been fulfilled, Incentuate's going to receive notification for software. The customer will receive notification for the software delivery. It'll be delivered via FTP electronically. There have been provisions made in the outside case where we have to provide some type of physical media. Now, the caution I have there is that if you are aware this customer is going to need some sort of physical media, please come to us long before the end of quarter, because this will take time to process, and the last thing we want to do is delay your deal. The customer will be on Incentuate paper. It's a blue rinse contract, T's and C's. Again, IBM acquired Incentuate. Incentuate is an IBM company. Slide 16 talks about the Deal Hub process and walking you through that. I'm going to skip through that because the slides are pretty self-explanatory in terms of how to create the request. Slide 17 the same. The order process for IBM resellers, a little bit simpler. Send an email to partnerinfo@incentuate.com to get the short-term reseller agreement. Reseller will sign and return the agreement. The reseller will be set up with the standard discount level. The reseller works with the customer, then submits the PO, and Incentuate with order details, and then the order is processed just as it is for the direct sellers. Addressing the existing TAMI SSO orders in flight. I know this is one of the frequently asked questions. Couple of things. If you've already provided the quote, and the customer has agreed to those terms, you should process that deal as quickly as possible. If you feel like the customer has interest in wanting to understand the Incentuate and they're willing to go back and re-sign the blue rinse contract for Incentuate to get the Incentuate technology, I would encourage that you do that. Keep in mind that every deal that we close from here on out, TAMI SSO is powered by the PathLogix technology, and that is revenue that will go to your potential competitor. So it's in our best interest to quickly address where we can make the transition as quickly as possible, and if we can in the deal process, let's get that done. If we can't, we understand, and there's a couple of slides coming up that will talk about what happens in those cases. And that's it on slide 19. Let's talk a little bit about slide 20. Talks about that case in case the customer wants to continue with the TAM ESSO proposal that's on the table. We'll take these up until about 3/31. Post 3/31, we're going to sell only the new licenses for the Incentuate SSO solution. So we want to encourage that the TAM ESSO deals get processed as quick as you can, and if all possible, let's get those converted over to Incentuate deals as quickly as possible. The existing TAM ESSO will have the option to migrate to the Incentuate, and that's what Mike's team is about. And think of Mike's team in two flavors. One, in terms of actual mechanics of getting the customer from the old technology to the new technology. But we're all sellers here, so remember that this is a sales opportunity to spend this in a positive way. IBM's made a commitment to this new technology, so much so that we are actually funding the effort to take them off of what they are and put them on where they should be with the new technology. That's a little bit unprecedented in the industry, and we should take advantage of that. Slide 21, some marketing info. The analyst and press is already done. The announcement's gone out. There is a landing page that will be available at Passport Advantage. Some of this stuff will happen a little bit later after transfer of trade. There's some branding guidelines that's totally aligned with the GRM program at IBM. There are referenceable customer case studies that I recommend that you take a look at in all of the pointers of collateral that we have for Incentuate. Some very good selling tools, quite honestly, as good or if not better than some of the tools that we have today. Okay, look for future webcasts, white papers, et cetera. Slide 22, just talking a little bit about sales and business partner-focused enablement. We've got a number of sessions, these being one of them. There is a fact on the Incentuate links that you've seen that have already been on W3 and so forth, the two-page sales cheat sheet, the 6x20 prez with playback, sales presentation, technical collateral, et cetera. So there's a number of resources available to you, and the links have been provided. Slide 23, I know this is another thing that was asked quite a bit of us. What type of SE and tech-focused enablement do we have? The plan is such that we are quickly enabling the above-region folks as well as getting down into some of the regions, train the trainers, et cetera. So we're aggressively pursuing a plan to make sure that we get to as many people as possible. The technology, once you've got introduced to the technology and you understand the technology, whether you're selling TSIEM or whether you're selling TFEM, this technology is a no-brainer to you. So we want to make sure that everyone fully understands the single sign-on technology, because this is really going to represent a number of the opportunities that we're going to be pursuing. Slide 24, there are some fast start activities. We're executing one of those now with the Tivoli talk today. There's content on Excel. We want you to leverage the IBM team, all of your client and channel teams. Make sure that they understand the value of Incentuate. If you have any client teams of any concerns as to why we switched, my role as sales and integration leader worldwide, I'm here to help you. I've got a ton of resources. John Van Son, who is the transition executive, basically the president of Incentuate as we go through this transfer of trade process. We're all here to help you and help your client teams understand the value that this solution brings to IBM. We want you to cross-sell as much as possible. Look for bundling opportunities, et cetera. IBM sellers leverage the ELAs. We do have an ELA mechanics worked out pre-transfer of trade, and we have a process to do so. So if you have any ELAs, especially in Q1, let me know about those sooner rather than later, and I can help you with those processes. Okay? Slide 25, here's your call to action. Basically, we want you to take a look at your current customers as well as your current opportunities. If you have current customers that need and they haven't been already contacted by us for the transition and they need assistance, you want to get with Mike Hahn on that and get them in the queue as quickly as possible. If you have existing selling opportunities and you're not sure how to play this, whether you should continue down the path of a TAM ESSO deal, or you should try to switch them out with the Incentuate technology, reach out to myself, and I can help you on those opportunities. There will also be coming soon, we'll send out a sales flash on this, a notes ID. We'll set up a notes ID. You can just send that, and that will go to a number of folks depending on the type of question that you're asking. The one thing that we will ask when you do make your request, I stated a number of the points here around, you know, the name of the customer, the size of the deal, the number and type of applications, you know, when do you think the deal will close? It's, all of this stuff is very important to us in terms of helping understand how we can fit this in the queue. There's going to be a number of opportunities up front, and we're going to have to juggle some balls in the air. We want to make sure that we get the right opportunities worked on, and we want to make sure you get the right resources. Wrap up with slide 26, where to go for information. As I promised, there's a number of links available to continue the information gathering on Incentuate, a much deeper dive on the technical capabilities available with each of these links. So with that said, I will probably open it up for questions.
Yes, sir. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you would like to ask a question, please do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will take our first question from Barry Metzger.
Hey, Joe. Sounds great. Really looking forward to this new product.
Oh, that's great. So, why did I know you'd be the first one to get into the queue?
Oh, there you go. I'm quick on the hand. Obviously, we'll have concern about our limited price and competing with PathLogix from the Oracles and Suns and everybody else that wants to sell PathLogix. By comparison, I think I heard you say 59 or 69 U.S. How did that compare, because we don't know, to the U.S. price for the base license of PathLogix?
We were around 70, so we were a dollar cheaper on the base.
Okay.
And we were $6 cheaper on the suite.
Oh, good. Well, that helps us right away understand where we're at. Next question would be about Tivoli tiering. Will there be a tiering factor in this model?
Yes, there will be, but you'll have to bear with us. And there is a process that happens before transfer of trade called flexible contract terms. That is slated for around the May timeframe. Once we get past the flexible contract terms, we'll have the tiered pricing the way it works today with the existing user-based products like TIM and TFIM and TAM and so forth
beyond
that same tiering structure. So around around the third or fourth week of May, we'll have that available.
Sounds like a dream. Thank you.
And we will take our next question from Paul Cooper.
Paul. Hopefully you're not talking into the mute button.
Oh, I shouldn't be. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you now.
Okay, good stuff. Joe, I concur with Baz's remarks. Looking forward to working with our own product. Just a couple of questions, I suppose, more from the peculiarities of dealing inside Australia. The Accentuate paper and terms and conditions, what is the jurisdiction around that? Because, obviously a lot of the major clients here are really wishing to have paper signed, under Australian terms and conditions and Australian jurisdiction. I've had similar issues with the data power transfer of trade, not interested in signing something that's, for example, in Massachusetts or Singapore or some other jurisdiction they really want to have.
Now, Paul, we'll work with you on that. I just wanted to make everyone aware that we have a blueprint contract that's available for general use. If there are some terms and conditions in that particular piece of paper that doesn't work for you, then we'll figure out what kind of terms and conditions we have to put in there to get your deal.
Okay, no problem. All right, that's good. I think I asked this of you before. Common criteria certification, is that something that's planned, or are you thinking about
that in flight as soon as we possibly can?
Okay, all right, that's no problem. I mean, one of the things we could do is put it through the Defense Department in Australia, for example. They're a certified common criteria laboratory, and so therefore it could be done through here, potentially, given that Accenture's in Singapore.
That's a good suggestion, and I will make sure that our market management development folks are aware of that. That actually is an outstanding suggestion.
Okay, mate, no worries. Another one is I assume that the support channels that we've been using before in the past, but obviously linking in through to the past Logix L3 and DevLabs is still going to be sort of the Peter Wolfs, Jane Becker, Gray Thrasher, those kind of people?
Absolutely.
Is that right?
That's the front-end process. The back-end will eventually get to the Singapore lab.
Excellent. Okay. Now, we already have relationships with those people, so it's good news that they would still be the front end. Another one is, I suppose, more about the audit. Is there a little bit more detail on that in terms of, yes, all the audit information is in some kind of repository. What is the report tool, and will it also be leveraged by something like TCM tool sets, potentially?
Well, that's the play there, and the reason why we've mentioned that, we're looking to provide that integration at a future day. As far as getting information on exactly what that means in relation to the product, there's a number of materials that Mike Campbell has up in the security notebook, as well as in the links that we provided here. And if for whatever reason you go through there and you don't find, exactly what you're looking for, we can get you some additional detail on that.
Okay, I just wanted to understand what was their current way of, running the audits, and what sort of, do they use Cognos, for example, or a Crystal reporting kind of setup? But okay, I'll go through that, and if I don't get it off.
Yeah. I'm not sure of the exact repository, but I will tell you this much. There is a repository, and there is information in there that is unlike what we've been selling today.
All right, no problem. All right. The other thing is the deal hub is through the Americas. I'm assuming just because the sheer setup that you've done, we wouldn't be able to use our own Australian deal hubs or anything else.
They're
all too complicated
with those folks over in Australia. But the focal point is going to be through the website that you go to and entering the form. They will most likely engage someone over there.
All right. Excellent. All right, Joe, appreciate it. Thank you very much. I'm sure some other people have got questions, so I'll leave it now. Thank you again.
All right, great, Paul. Good selling.
And as a reminder, that is *1 if you would like to ask a question. We will move now to Neil Richaw.
Neil.
Joe, what's the localization plan? I heard a rumor that this is not internationalized, which will make it a little hard in AP, like it was first time round 2 years ago. So I kind of wonder.
Neil, if you don't mind, Randy Zhang is on the call. Please assure her that I did not pay you to ask that question.
Hi, Neil. This is Randy Zhang. I know you.
I know you. I know you too, Randy.
Hi, how are
but
you?
But I'd still like an answer.
Yes. Well, we are working as fast as we can, and I think we do appreciate the unique nature of this acquisition being replacing a product that already went through some sort of a globalization process. So internally, we're targeting a July date to have it fully globalized and translated into Group 1 languages. Now, obviously, we haven't announced that. That's the internal product development date that we were working towards.
If there were technical teams in Asia that had, or sales teams in Asia that had opportunities, and technical teams with the bandwidth to help test those localizations along the way, are you interested in being told about that and getting?
Absolutely, because I just told this today that it's probably a little bit late to book the Taiwan team, so I can talk to you if you're available, or somebody else, the resources available, are definitely interested.
I probably don't have a solid enough grasp of languages like Mandarin to do that myself, but I know some frustrated people in China that would probably want to help.
Sure. I think there are two things we need to do. The product is not quite enabled. there's you know how it is. It's not fully enabled. The second stage is translation. So we need to get the product first of all enabled, and then we go through the translation process. Yeah, I will talk to you if there are resources available. I'm definitely interested.
Okay, just drop me a line sometime.
Will do.
Great, Neil, and thanks for the question. And no, I did not pay Neil to ask that.
And as a final reminder, that is star one if you would like to ask a question. And we do have a question from Mashiro Takihi.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Hi, we can. How are you doing?
Yeah, hi. This is Masahiro Takei from Japan. The question was previously asked regarding the language support, and I understand that it's a sometimes long time frame. And I expect that some Japanese skilled person is going to be involved in the testing and evaluation of the product. And I want to expect that there are some kind of beta testing effort during that process. Are you planning to do that phase in your development?
I think this is Randy again. I'm representing development. I think definitely we should try to do a beta, and like we do all the development cycles, we really, really want to get a beta out in the middle of development cycle. We are, in plan with the full, all the globalization people that we're working with. So, yes, the answer is that we haven't booked a plane yet, but certainly that's the intention.
Okay. And until we have the Japanese version here in Japan, and we need to continue to sell the Pathologix Tami SSO. But obviously we don't want to sell it because of helping Pathologix, the competitor now. So what is the point that we can work on this space? Is it the only choice, or do you have any other suggestions on our doing things regarding until the Japanese version is available to us?
Well, the options that we have are pretty limited. As you saw in the charts, we've got, really up until the 31st of March to clear the deck of existing TAM ESSO opportunities. Between there and transfer of trade, or between when the Group 1 languages are available, I know there's a 2 or 3 month lag time in between there. We can probably work with you maybe on some options. Just bring those to me on a case-by-case basis, and I'll take it up with John, and we'll talk, John Vanson, the transition executive, and we'll discuss, see if we can't find a solution for you.
And the last question is, do you have the current plan for the current Pathologix Tami SSO end of support date?
The end of support date is really kind of a really sensitive situation.
Mm-hmm.
As we stated in the charts, end of support, if we announce end of support, that doesn't necessarily mean that we cut them off from support on that particular day. Remember, there is, usually a lead time of sometimes up to a year for additional carryover once we make that announcement. But we will be making that at some point, probably in the coming months. So our customers should be prepared to see that announcement. We'll try and get some pre-advance warning to you when we know more as to when and how we're going to go about executing that.
Okay, thank you. Just one comment is that we are worrying about the time we experienced at the tax transition to CA, since at the time the product was transferred to CA, the support level was very low at the time. We had a very hard time, so we were worrying about that. So please consider it. Thank you.
Okay, great.
And we have no further questions in the queue.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, folks, I know it's the start of your morning, so we want to thank you for joining the call. Any questions related to sales, please send those to myself, Joe Skosich. I'll be your worldwide sales integration leader going forward. If you have any questions around transition, migration, how do I entice my customer to get on the new technology, please send those to Mike Hahn. And any of the sales enablement, collateral types of questions, your worldwide sales enablement team, Bob Calcom, Mike Campbell, Chris Erstrom, all of those folks can help you on this this exciting and new technology. So with that, have a great day and good sailing.
This does conclude our audio conference. Thank you for your participation and have a wonderful day.